The top 10 are all preferred stocks. And the downside, Chevron down 516, Exxon down 620. Reporting from the Greenberg Financial Group, this is Dave Sherwood.
Well, Misty May Traynor's unplanned departure from ABC's Dancing with the Stars only ended up delaying the inevitable for Rocky Despirito. The celebrity chef learned last week that if the volleyball champ had not been forced out of the competition, he would have been on the one to go out the door. Now, with the reprieve, he got to dance another week and tried to boost his point total, but Despirito was not able to bring up his score high enough to stay. In leaving, actually, he noted he was grateful for the experience, and he made a special request of one of the judges last night.
You want to...
This is a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Impressive.
Okay, well, we don't have that audio. All right, so Bruno Tonioli honored Rocco's request, actually, and took the stage to demonstrate the hip movement that was lacking in Despirito's routines. And with more on Dancing with the Stars this morning on the phone, we've got national dance champ Jeannie Tucker. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
So... He's gone.
He's gone.
Celebrity chef.
He couldn't cook good enough on the floor.
yeah, he had
fun. He had a wild time. It was, you know, there wasn't very little dancing there. No rhythm, no motion. Just not as natural and comfortable for him.
Yeah, he really didn't look too very good at all.
He was a gentleman, I have to say, though. He was always very nice.
So he's out, and... rest of the pack is in there, including Cloris Leachman, still hanging in.
And we can start with Cloris.
Okay.
Her tango was a nice job, good mood, a bit of balance issues, but overall a very good job. I, of course, was very, very happy to see some real traditional good dancing and less comedy. However,
yes.
I still have to say I'm not sure I understand why Corky Ballas, who with such a fabulous reputation would be so over the top, always doing too much, bit disrespectful, the hand on the tush, it's not necessary.
That could have been her idea, too,
Yeah, yeah, it could have been, but, you know, he's the pro, supposedly, in this arena. And so, I don't know. I think that needs to go away. I think they need to stick to dancing. I think the comedy needs to kind of stop for a while. And then we get on to some of the other players and some surprising things this week.
Mm-hmm.
Maurice Green.
Mm-hmm.
Good samba.
Yes.
Fun, energetic, a little rough around the edges, and a little too funky, needs some polish. But, you know, it was pretty funny.
It was
good. It was well done, and it had good energy and good movement. He got out there and showed us he has a little more to offer. Cody's tango. Nice job. Really good attitude.
Uh-huh.
A bit off due to those pants. The pants made it to where we couldn't appreciate his legwork and their lines, and he got caught in them.
Yeah.
So that was difficult.
Almost tripped himself up there, too.
Most definitely. That's really difficult. And that's what happens a lot of the time if you're not practicing in costume. You get to try them on, look at them, looks great, but you don't get to see them in motion.
Right.
So it happens to the best of us. Tony Braxton.
Yes.
Good samba. Decent scores.
She can shake those hips.
What's that?
She can shake those hips.
She can shake all of that.
My
absolutely
goodness.
She needs to work on her posture of shoulders, like Carrie Ann said. She tends to hunch, and that makes her look smaller. Some mistakes in one area. She got caught up there a bit. But good movement overall. A bit stiff and rough, but it'll come along. She's got a lot to offer.
Yeah, she's got a lot of potential there
still. She does.
Yeah.
Then we go on to Lance.
Mm-hmm.
Lance and Lacey. Nice tango, strong hold, really good, strong dance hold. And their attitude was great. The theme worked. I think some of the goth stuff needs to kind of go away, and they need to show some variety, but it worked for this routine. But Lacey's really young. She needs to polish her professional exterior and her image. The terms that she used, the cursing a little bit during the little, that's unnecessary. And you know, all of this, these kind of unprofessional or too goofy or too silly kind of things that we see, they all really tie in with the fact that this season has had more injuries than most of the other seasons.
This is true.
You start goofing around when you're doing something that is as athletic and potentially injury-prone, you know, as dancing, and you're going to have problems. And thank goodness we've kind of curtailed the Cloris train to where Cloris Leachman doesn't get injured.
Cloris train.
The next one. But... Warren Sapp. Let's talk about Warren.
Yeah, kind of a little bit of a letdown this week.
Yeah, he did let me down. His samba was okay in the sense that he had fun and all the excitement, but he didn't have any of that Latin fire in there. He had too much smooth groove, and he needed a little more of the hip action. Not enough samba. the outfit, I don't think, helped him. And usually I would say that about a woman. The men I've usually not picked on. But, you know, his tight pants and tight outfit really didn't do him a service. He has such flow about his body. And if he had a little looser outfit, it would have shown a little more of that movement, I think.
Mm-hmm.
She danced around him too much, and he didn't have much to do.
He just kind of stood there.
It wasn't his best showing.
Right.
And then Susan Lucci.
Susan Lucci, yeah.
Her tango was better.
It was.
She has a lot of natural kind of stiffness in her body and reserved kind of sense about her. And that's something she has to work on getting rid of. That's that tentativeness, that meekness that has been talked about. But in tango, of course, it worked to her advantage.
Mm-hmm.
So the dance can cover a lot of things. Her body was still a bit weak, in my opinion, but good mood. She had a great, of course, acting ability to bring that character to the floor.
Yeah, she got into her soap character there.
She did. It was her best dance because it was a character that is known for her.
Right.
So I think that was a great effort. Good scores. Let's see what happens next time.
All right.
Brooke Burke, let's not forget the best for last.
Oh, absolutely.
Great samba, lots of motion. I do think there was a little too much solo work there. It was because she did it so well, of course. But I want to see more of that closed work.
That's
one way to put it.
Yeah.
She did that so well.
Did that so well.
The props didn't work for me, though. I think they were a distraction. When you have somebody that can dance that well, let them dance.
True.
So, and I think Derek, again, is a little unrefined and needs to professional up a little bit.
Yeah. Well, he's still a young one.
He's a young one.
He's got to learn.
We sound old.
I know. All right. Okay. Well, I think that wraps it up, right? That's everybody.
I think so. Next week will be interesting.
Yes.
Because next week they are bringing in what we call street dances.
Mm-hmm.
Street dances are dances that were created in the clubs, in the street, in the cities, and it's wonderful because they're bringing in West Coast Swing, which you know is one of my favorite dances.
You're a champ in West Coast Swing nationally,
right?
I'm telling you.
That's right. I'm waiting to see what they can bring.
Yep.
Salsa.
They're another one of your specialties.
They're going to bring Hustle, and mm-hmm. I'm forgetting the fourth. But
Jitterbug, is it? I had it here.
Jitterbug. It's going to be lots of fun. You know, their international program of dance usually includes what's called jive. So that's the swing that they do. These other swings and these other dances are going to really show whether they can bring it to the floor.
Really bring it to the floor. And West Coast Swing is hard.
It is hard.
At least I have a hard time with
it. It is. It's a very difficult dance. A very challenging but very beautiful dance.
Yep.
Lots of fun.
All right. Well, we'll check in with you again next Wednesday morning. To find out more about Jeannie, please go to her website, www.jeannietucker.com. And you can find out more about Jeannie and everything that she has to offer you in teaching and dance lessons and all that good stuff. All right. Thank you, Jeannie. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. Let's go to the phones here. 880-KTUC, 880-5882. Got some more football tickets to give away here this morning for the U of A game coming up this coming Saturday night at Arizona Stadium. So if you'd like to go, just be caller number 5. Give you a pair of tickets for the game against Cal Saturday night, Arizona Stadium. Caller 5 now. Good luck to you. 1400 KTUC.